we come back, how do artists stay engaged in making art during those hungry years when drawing and sculpting is not paying the bills? I'm Gina Kaufman. Don't go away. I'm Gina Kaufman. Welcome back to Central Standard. We're switching gears to talk about being an artist, even when your quote-unquote job is something else. Our guest, Erin Zona, is an artist and educator who lectures at the Kansas City Art Institute. She also founded the less traditional Z School of Print Media. Erin, it's quite a resume, but you weren't always employed to fulfill your artistic calling.
No, I wasn't. I've had quite a few jobs. I think I'm pretty optimistic in general. And then I can look back at the first jobs I had outside of college and think, well, I worked in a frame shop, so I learned a lot of valuable, you know, information that I can use and save myself money now. But there were times in my life whenever I was very, down based on like whatever I was doing for my work.
Like what? I mean, can you describe what that feels like? Because I think it's something that a lot of people have felt. I know I've felt it, but it's not something that people often talk about once they get through it.
Exactly. And I think that whenever we have such connection with each other and such wide social networks, like Facebook, for example, is a platform in which some people can look at Facebook and feel empowered and feel inspired and post what they're doing, right? And some people might look at Facebook and think, what am I going to do? Like, what am I doing? Everyone's so successful. And so, you know, I guess I sort of got a little off track there
for
the question. But
Talk about what it felt like when you were maybe working jobs where you couldn't quite find the connection between what you were doing for a living that was taking a lot of energy and time, and you couldn't find the connection between that and your dreams and ambitions.
Exactly. Okay. So when I you know, about 10 years ago, I worked in a bookstore, and I used to, you know, it was great. I was around physical books. I love books. It's kind of like being around art. But I didn't know how I was going to get out of that. Like, how am I going to breach this? How am I going to have a show or have energy to have a show? Or how am I going to make contact to have a show? And I feel like that's a really natural kind of place for people to go. So one of the sort of initiatives that I'm starting in town is called the Reemerging Print Publishing, or Publishing Print Project through Z School. And my goal is to kind of create an opportunity for people who maybe feel as if they don't know what to do next in order to kind of come out of that. You know, what I did was I applied to graduate school and I was lucky enough to get in, and that sort of boosted me a little bit. But through the Reemerging Artist Project, you know, like a lot of times, even with opportunities like grants, you can think, well, my resume is not great, or like my work is old, and that you might not want to apply with old work. So the Reemerging Print Publishing Project is one in which it doesn't matter how old the work is. We just want to see like 5 examples of your work, your best work.
So before we get there, I also want to talk about some other obstacles. Like I think about art for artists, one thing that is so crucial for development is just having peers who you can critique with, or having a studio setting, maybe even having the physical space and tools you need to do your work. Is that something that that you think a lot of people do struggle with when they're in this sort of in-between zone? They're done with school, which maybe for some people anyway, has provided a lot of that, and they haven't quite found their professional artistic footing.
Yeah, there. I mean, and I think there's a growing, especially in Kansas City and other places of nationwide, there's these maker spaces that are growing where you can like sort of buy memberships and buy access to equipment, which I think is really great. But there's a lot of other things about being an artist. There's being a part of a critical dialogue, or like even working collaboratively. And that's one reason why printmaking is such a wonderful medium, is that you work in a shop around an etching press and you get ideas from people. And so that's one of the other things that I aim to provide, is not only access to equipment, but access to this kind of critical discourse that is going to grow work, make your work better through your collaboration with other people. And, you know, one thing that's really important is to hear the word yes. You know, like in your studio, when you're working by yourself, you don't have anyone saying like, yes, do this. And that positive, I mean, not that it's like, it has to be some positive experience when you're making your work, but it's really wonderful to have someone look at your work and say, yes, like we can do this, or here's how you can do this, or here's how you can change this. And so those are the kinds of things that at a maker space, perhaps you aren't getting the full rounded sort of support always.
Just a physical presence.
More like the physical, like there's a lot more to being an artist than understanding how to work a computer. You know, you need to hear feedback.
So you have created this Z School. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what it is? Because I think it's interesting that you've created this sort of adult alternative art school.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of exactly like you said. It's an adult alternative kind of DIY education school with a focus on printmaking. And so we don't have a brick and mortar location of our own right now. So I'm using my own relationships with people within the printmaking community in Kansas City and sort of using their spaces, their commercial print shops. And we're carving out classrooms and teaching print processes inside of functioning commercial print shops as well as artist studios.
How often do people who sign up and participate in this, how often do they meet? Because I would think that in this scenario we're describing, the busy working life where you barely have the leftover energy to devote to your art, how often, how big of a time commitment?
Well, it's we offer 6-week courses. Our next sessions are starting on April 17th or 13th, and enrollment is open now at our website. The classes meet Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 p.m. to 9:30. And we also, this time around at Oddities Prints, we're going to be offering a Sunday, open Sunday session where the instructor won't be there, but the students will have access to all of the print equipment, supervised access. And so
looking back on the period in your life where I think it's interesting to me that you've emerged from this period in your life and that you're still really committed to thinking about how that affects people in general to be going through that experience. What do you think this has to do with how we define success for artists or success in general in our world? You mentioned Facebook earlier.
Yeah, I think success is different for everyone. For me, success is feeling really great about what I do to make money. That's always like I've always kind of wanted my job to be my identity. And so, I think success varies for everyone. And there is a hierarchy in Kansas City. You know, I can't just go and get a show at the Nelson Atkins, right? But I like to think that I can make that hierarchy a little more transparent. I mean, this city is really wonderful for artists, and I feel like you can kind of do anything you want to do here. You just have to do it.
When you talk about the hierarchy, do you feel that it's a climbable hierarchy with easily decipherable rungs that you need to master, or is figuring out what those rungs are part of the process?
I think figuring out what those rungs are is a part of the process, but I also think that the history of art is about breaking rules. And so understanding those rungs instead of sometimes sidetracking them, like I've tried to do with the Z School, can sometimes be in just as much of an alternative as good.
Have you had a rung sidestepping experience that can inspire us before we go?
Well, I did. I recently was in New York City and I spoke about Z School at the College Art Association conference, which is this like professional conference for people who basically are just like looking for jobs. There's a lot of other things.
Yeah, like in the museum
too.
World and exactly. In universities.
Yeah. So everyone there is, 80% of them are looking for jobs. And it felt really good to go there and actually be speaking about an alternative education platform that's, up and coming in that environment.
Our time is up today, but Erin Zona, thanks so much for telling us your story and opening up about success in the arts and how we define it.
Thank you.
Erin Zona is the founder of the Z School of Print Media, where the Reemerging Artist Publishing Project is just getting underway. To listen back to these conversations or any past shows on Central Standard, just go to kcur.org/centralstandard later today. Sign up for our podcast while you're there. Again, that's kcur.org/centralstandard. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about anti-Semitism around the world and specifically in our own region. Tune in to participate in that discussion. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Gina Kaufman. That's it for today. Stick around for Up to Date. Next.